I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that over 3 million people in the U.S. stutter. To talk about stuttering in early childhood and stuttering as a longer-term communications disorder is Melissa Montiel. She's a speech-language pathologist at MUSC Children's Health. Melissa, what's an accurate definition of stuttering?
So stuttering has a few different definitions, and in different parts of really the world, it can be referred to as stammering. I like to personally call it disfluent speech. And essentially, disfluent speech or stuttering can consist of different types of disfluent speech. So you have repetitions, where you can repeat parts or whole words. Or you have something called a prolongation, where you're dragging out different parts of words. And probably the most severe type of disfluent speech is called blocking, where just there's a stoppage of sound in the vocal folds, and the child or the adult is unable to get any sound out.
Do many children stutter in early childhood?
So about 5% of children will go through a stuttering phase, and about 1% of these children will not outgrow it.
And at what age might children stutter in early childhood?
Typically, you will see disfluent speech begin really when the child starts putting sentences together and developing language.
So 3-4 years of age, typically?
Usually you'll see it maybe a little bit younger, but you can see it around 3 to 4, because children should start to develop speech and really putting speech together around 2. But you can see it 3 to 4 when they have language bursts and they really get conversational.
And you mentioned that most of the children in early childhood who have the stuttering phase outgrow it. What should parents look for in case their child is continuing with stuttering for a longer period of time?
If you notice that your child is having some repetitions or blocking or disfluent speech for more than maybe 3 months, I would seek the opinion of a speech pathologist that has training and experience with disfluent speech.
And why is that early intervention helpful for children who have a more long-term problem with stuttering?
So early intervention is key, because some of the things that parents or caregivers think that are intuitive, such as, you know, slow down, think about what you're going to say, or stop, are not actually the best thing to help prevent disfluent speech.
Melissa, do we know what causes the more long-term ongoing stuttering?
We don't really know what causes stuttering or which children will outgrow it and which won't. The biggest link that we have found is family history. So if a child has a parent or a grandparent or a cousin that stutters, they are much less likely to outgrow it.
For older children or adults who do have an ongoing stuttering problem, what is the therapy process like?
Essentially, you are teaching the patient to modify their speech or their stuttering. And each child and each adult is very different in what they respond to.
So it's a very tailored approach when therapy is needed?
Yes, it should be.
Melissa, thank you for this information about stuttering.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.